The stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again, we welcome you in our program which goes by the name of Stories of Quran. Today, once again, we bring another unique, interesting story from the Holy Quran. Today's story would perhaps be a story that many of our viewers of Madani Channel would listen to it for the first time. It is unique in its own kind. What is today's story? Today, we will be talking about 70,000 dead resurrected. Yes, dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, 70,000 dead resurrected. So there were 70,000 people who died and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrected them. What is the story behind this? How the Holy Quran has mentioned this story? Which prophet's nation was this from? We will cover all this insha'Allah azza wa jal straight after listening to the virtue of Durood Sharif, reciting peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has stated that the one who recites Durood upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him, and there is one angel appointed to bring that Durood to me, to convey that Durood to me, to bring that Durood to me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, today's topic, 70,000 dead resurrected. 70,000 people who died and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrected them. This is an amazing event which is related to the people of Hazrat Sayyiduna Hizqeel عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا وَعَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Hazrat Sayyiduna Hizqeel عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, he was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this very event, it is regarding the people of his nation. And this event also holds very beautiful Madani pearls for us, very beautiful pearls of advice for us, those moral lessons which we can also derive from this beautiful event as well. And this beautiful event again has been mentioned in Surah Baqarah of the Holy Quran. So, without any further delay, let's go into the detail of this story. Who was Hazrat Sayyiduna Hizqeel alayhi salam? What is his history? Sayyiduna Hizqeel alayhi salatu wasalam, he was the third deputy, you can say, or third caliph after Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So he was the third deputy or the caliph of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also dignified him by blessing him with the rank of prophethood. So he was the third caliph or third deputy of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam after his apparent demise. After the apparent demise of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Yusha bin Nun alayhi salatu wasalam became his first deputy, the first caliph. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also blessed Sayyiduna Nusha bin Nun alayhi salatu wasalam with prophethood as well. After him, it was Sayyiduna Qalib bin Yuhana alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the second deputy of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also bestowed upon him the rank of prophethood as well. So Sayyiduna Qalib bin Yuhana alayhi salatu wasalam was the second deputy and caliph, you can say, after Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, or of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was also dignified with the rank of prophethood. And after him, it was Sayyidina Hizqil alayhi salatu wasalam who became the deputy of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he alayhi salatu wasalam also became a prophet. So this is Sayyidina Hizqil alayhi salatu wasalam, and we will be talking about the nation of Sayyidina Hizqil alayhi salatu wasalam, people of Sayyidina Hizqil alayhi salatu wasalam, the 70,000 people from the nation of Sayyidina Hizqil alayhi salatu wasalam, they died, they passed away, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrected them back. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Hazrat Sayyidina Hizqil alayhi salatu wasalam was also known with some other titles as well. What were those titles? He was known as Ibn al-Ujuz, meaning the son of an old woman, and also Dhul-Kifl. Dhul-Kifl was also one of the titles of Sayyidina Hizqil alayhi salatu wasalam. The reason behind Sayyidina Hizqil alayhi salatu wasalam was known as Ibn al-Ujuz was that because he was born at the time when his mother was very old. So this is the reason why he was called or referred to as the son of an old woman. And why was he called Dhul-Kifl? And the reason behind his title to be Dhul-Kifl is that he took 70 such prophets alayhimus salam under his protection and saved them from being killed, from being assassinated, when the disbelievers, they planned to commit a massacre, when they planned to commit a mass murder, and those disbelievers, they had intended and they planned to, ma'adallah, kill 70 anbiya, 70 prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alayhimus salam. So Sayyidina Hizqil alayhi salatu wasalam, he saved them from this mass massacre, he saved them from being killed at the hands of these disbelievers, hence he alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with the title of Dhul-Kifl. And later on, he alayhi salatu wasalam was also saved by the attack of those disbelievers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept him alive for a long time, and he kept guiding people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the true path. So this was the reason why he was blessed with the title of Dhul-Kifl. So this was the brief description and introduction to Sayyidina Hizqil alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, let's go through the incident and event of his people where 70,000 people, they died and then they were resurrected once again by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, it has been reported that a tribe of Bani Israel, they used to live in a city of Sayyidina Hizqil alayhi salatu wasalam. So a tribe of Bani Israel, they were living under a city upon which Sayyidina Hizqil alayhi salatu wasalam was appointed as a prophet. Now, these people were struck with the fear of death, with a severe fear of death due to the spread of plague in their city. Plague is a disease which spreads all around once anyone catches it. So these people, they were overtaken by the fear of death due to the spreading of plague in their city. Now, due to this, all these people, they left the city and they went towards the jungle, and they all settled over there and started to live their life as normal in the jungle. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He was not pleased with this act of these people. He disliked it very much. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did was, He sent an angel to the jungle who hid himself behind a mountain. And with a loud scream, he uttered, he said, Mutu, i.e. all of you die. After listening to this frightening scream of the angel, all those people, all of them, they passed away instantly. And now this death of theirs occurred without any disease. It was because of this frightening scream of the angel. Now, those people who settled in the jungle and now they all passed away, they were 70,000 total in number. This is the number of people, how many? There were 70,000 people altogether, they all passed away in the jungle. Now, the issue was that they were so large in number, no arrangements for the burial of all these people could be made because they were so many in number. So these dead bodies, they remained lying in the open field for 80 days. For 80 days, these dead bodies, they were left lying down in the open field. And now, because of this, and a terrible smell started to emanate from their bodies, which not only stayed within the jungle, but it started to spread in the surroundings of the jungle as well. Now, once this happened, some of the people, they felt pity for these dead corpses. We're talking about the leftover people, those who did not leave the city and did not settle in the jungle. Now, those people, they felt pity for the dead bodies, and they erected four walls in the surroundings of those dead bodies so that those dead bodies, they remain safe and protected from wild animals and beasts. So the wild animals, they don't eat up, they don't consume those dead bodies. Now, all those 70,000 people, they have passed away. It's been 80 days since their dead bodies are lying in the open field. No shrouding or burial could take place because of the large number of the deceased. They were present, they were over there in the open field. Now, all this has happened. A wall has been erected around those dead bodies, so they remain safe. After a few days, Hazrat Sayyiduna Hizqiel alayhi salatu wasalam, he passed by the jungle and saw those dead bodies. Now, upon seeing the death of those 70,000 people of his nation, it really made him very saddened. He saw that the bodies of 70,000 dead people is just lying around without a shroud, without having a burial done for them. It really, really saddened Sayyiduna Hizqiel ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. After all, he was a prophet. He was a prophet who was sent to those people. He was most merciful and compassionate towards them. So, of course, he would fall into sorrow. He would be saddened upon seeing the state of his deceased people. So, he supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sorrowful heart in these words, "O Allah, these were my people who made the mistake to flee from the city to the jungle due to the fear of death. These were all inhabitants of my city whom I have deep love for. They were with me in my good and bad times. Alas, all my people have been destroyed and I am left all alone. O Allah, these were the people who used to proclaim your praise and would testify your oneness." So these are the words in which Sayyiduna Hizqiel alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, whilst making this supplication with a full humility and humbleness, it was revealed upon him that, "O Hizqiel, say to the scattered bones, O bones, Allah Almighty commands you to be assembled." So Sayyiduna Hizqiel alayhi salatu wasalam, fulfilling this command, when he said this, a movement took place amongst the bones, and every person's bone, it gathered together and formed a skeleton. Subhanallah. Now, it was revealed upon Sayyidina Hizqiel alayhi salatu wasalam that, "O Hizqiel, say that, O bones, it is an order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you wear flesh." Now, as soon as they heard this, flesh developed on their skeletons. Sayyidina Hizqiel alayhi salatu wasalam kept fulfilling the divine command as this revelation was being revealed upon him. He kept fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was conveyed to him through these revelations. So as soon as Sayyidina Hizqiel alayhi salatu wasalam said to the skeleton that, "O skeleton, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you to wear flesh." Now as soon as this order was given, flesh started to develop on the skeletons. Then for the third time, it was revealed that, "O Hizqiel, say that, O resurrected ones, all of you stand up by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So as soon as Sayyidina Hizqiel alayhi salatu wasalam uttered these words, 70,000 dead bodies stood up instantly, reciting, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika la ilaha illa anta. So this is how all these 70,000 people, they resurrected. And after this, all of them, they went back to their city, leaving the jungle, and lived their life for the duration that they were destined to live for. However, there were still significant signs of death apparent from their children. So any new clothes that they would wear, it would turn dirty the same way as the shroud turns dirty in the grave. So this was still a torment upon them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their disobedience, which kept giving them a reminder about the disobedience that they committed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their children would smell of corpses, and their clothes would turn old, their clothes would turn dirty, the way a shroud would turn dirty inside a grave. So this, dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, is the story of the 70,000 dead being resurrected, which has beautifully been mentioned in the Holy Quran. How this has been mentioned, where has it been mentioned? In the 243rd verse of Surah Baqarah, this has been mentioned in the following words. Let's listen to those beautiful words in which this has been mentioned. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى الَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَهُمْ أُلُوفٌ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ فَقَالَ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ مُوتُوا ثُمَّ أَحْيَاهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. In translation from Kunzul Iman, O beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did you not see those who went out of their homes in their thousands fearing death? So Allah said to them, die. He then brought them back to life. Indeed, Allah is most munificent towards mankind, but most men are ungrateful. So these are the beautiful words in which this event, this story has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, and we've covered a brief definition of this event which has been mentioned in the commentaries in the tafsir of the Holy Quran. Now what Madani pearls, what moral lessons do we learn from this beautiful event? We learn that no matter how much we run away in the fear of death, no matter how much we fear death, we can never escape death. All our efforts of escaping from death will be useless, because none of us can escape from death. Every living being has to taste death. No matter wherever we run away, whichever city we run away, whichever country we run away, how far we run away, we can never escape death. When the time of death comes, that's it. When the time of death comes, no matter where we are, not for an even single second, it will be delayed. Not for an even single instant, it will be delayed. So whatever happens, no matter how many protections we take, when the time of death comes, no one can stop the angel of death. No one can stop Malakul Maut. The time of our death is fixed. It will neither be a second late nor a second sooner. So our death has already been fixed. So when the time of our death comes, no one can save us. And if it is not the time of our death, no one can kill us either. So this is the beautiful lesson that we gain from this beautiful story of the Holy Quran, that we shall never fear death. In fact, we should always ask for a good end, for a good death, for a death on Iman. Because we know for sure that we will die, but we do not know what will be the state of our death. Under what circumstances will we die? So, we shall always pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, give us death with Iman and with well-being, with safety. And Ya Allah Almighty, save us from the tests and trials that people face at the time of their death. When Shaitan al-Rajim would come, when Shaitan al-La'in would come, when Shaitan the Accursed would come to snatch my Iman away at the time of my death, at that time, Ya Allah, keep the shade of your mercy upon me. Ya Allah, keep me steadfast and firm on Iman and enable me to depart this world keeping my Iman intact. I know that I will die, but I do not know what state I will die in. So we shall always supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant me death with Iman, a death of martyrdom under the shade of Green Dome in the sacred city of Medina, whilst beholding your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam with a burial in Jannatul Baqi and with closeness and proximity of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. This is what we can do, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We cannot escape death. Neither can I, nor can you. We all have to face death. We all will die one day. We all are to perish one day. But we don't know the state of our death. So always supplicate in the court of Allah Almighty for a good end. For a good end. For a good end. An end with Iman. An end when we have our Iman intact with us. And what other better end could we have than dying, than passing away in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara, whilst beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam under the shade of the Green Dome, under the beautiful shade of the beautiful Green Dome. And what can be said about the fortune of the one who gets buried in Jannatul Baqi and then gets entered into Jannatul Firdaus and gets the neighborhood of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. So we shall never ever try to escape death because we cannot, but we shall always make efforts to have a good end, and that would be by following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by keep supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to have a good end, an end with well-being. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a good end on Iman whilst beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in the sacred city of Madinatul Munawwara, with burial in Jannatul Baqi and with the closeness with the neighborhood of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
The stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran. The stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran.